Good morning. Text for our meditation this morning comes from Luke chapter 18. We read the first 8 verses. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, Get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? You're walking alone at night on the streets of a large city. You're heading back to your apartment, and rather than taking the long way around, you decide to take a shortcut through an alley. Now, as you're walking down the alley, you soon realize that you're not quite as alone as you thought you were. You pick up the pace and take a quick right down the next street, and yet you've turned too early. You come up against a large fence. So reversing course to try and correct your mistake, you freeze. At the end of the alley, you see 3 large shadowy figures barring the way. And now you do something very odd. You stand there silently, as if you've given up all hope. 2 of them seem to be holding bars, a 3rd holding what looks like a gun, and yet you still stand there silently. You know that there's people on the street not far from you. You know that you have a phone that you can call 911 with, and yet you do nothing. You figure no one will answer. You can just handle it on your own. Now, does this sound like something you would do? Stand there silently? Well, this is the exact situation that each of us is in. Psalm 23 describes it, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This sinful world is like that dark alley. Enemies surround us on every side. The devil, our sinful flesh, people who want us to believe there is no God, that if we cry out, no one will answer. Now, do you cry out to God for help? Do you pray for deliverance? Or will you lose hope and stand there, cornered and silent? That's what Jesus is speaking about in this parable. He reveals this right away in verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. So we continue to pray and not lose heart. Now these 2 ideas are really synonymous. We lose heart when we think that we have to stand on our own, when we think that no one's in our corner or available to help us, or no one cares, and we fail to pray. Other times we feel like we can just handle whatever it is on our own, and we fail to pray. Now, is that a problem for us? Well, yes, it is. That's why Jesus tells us this parable. And also why Jesus says in verse 8, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Jesus sees those trials in our lives and recognizes the great danger they can hold for us. He sees us in that dark alley and how easily we can lose heart. And so he tells us this parable, urging us to pray. So what does the widow do in this parable? She wants justice, so she turns to the only source of help that she can find, this unjust judge. And she doesn't just turn to him, she constantly pleads with him. And for the sake of her own well-being, this unjust judge finally answers her calls after a great amount of begging and pleading. Now the widow turned to that judge because she had no other options. And in the same way, God wants us to recognize that we have no other options than to turn to him. You know, we frequently try to keep our options open. Many times we like to think that we can handle whatever it is on our own, so we don't even think about praying. Other times we lose heart, thinking we're all alone, so you fail to pray. This may happen when you're troubled by temptations that seem to constantly overtake you. This may happen when you're discouraged over various trials in your life and you feel like no one cares. But God doesn't want us thinking that we're alone. He wants us to turn to him, as this lowly widow did with the powerful judge. And after a great amount of time and persistent pleading, the surprise is that the widow wins. Now let's turn our focus to that judge. The judge gave the lady what she needed, but it was only after an amount of time and persistent pleading and for his own benefit. But listen to what this teaches us about God. Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." Jesus here is setting up this unjust judge as a sort of foil to God. If this unjust judge, who is described as neither caring about God nor man, was moved to act on the widow's cries for help, how much more so will God answer your prayers? How much more so will God answer you, whom he describes as his elect? And that's what you are. You are chosen. You are set aside for righteousness in Christ. When God looks at you, he doesn't see your sins. He sees you as his chosen generation, his own special people. And to this judge, this widow was a nag. She was like a burden that he was trying to sweep away. And yet you, for you, God came to live. For you, God came to die. So when you pray to him, he looks at you as his beloved child. Will God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? Yes, he will, and he does. And why does he do that? I want you to picture a baby. If a baby is hungry, he'll do the only thing that he knows how to do. He'll cry. And inevitably, when the mother hears this baby's cry and recognizes it as a cry for hunger, she'll come and she'll give the baby the nourishment that he needs. Yet it's not because the baby is crying that the mom feeds him. Now, what's the underlying cause? The cause is that the mother loves the child. She wants to take care of him. The cry merely gives the mother an opportunity to show her love. We often flip that idea around in our heads. We think that the mom feeds the baby because the baby cries. We think God answers our prayers because we pray them. But those aren't the underlying causes. No, God answers your prayer because he loves you. In this parable, the widow pleaded for justice against her adversary. That word adversary, it describes the devil frequently in scriptures. And what an adversary he is for each one of us. Think about the Garden of Eden before the devil came in. Perfect paradise. And it was to remain that way. And yet the devil, the father of lies, our adversary, came in and tempted Adam and Eve into sin. Because of that, he brought sin into the world. Now we are born in sin. We continue in sin. And we're born doomed to die. And our adversary, the devil, we know that he walks as a roaring lion seeking to devour us. He doesn't seek good things for us. No, he wants to take away our confidence in God alone, in Jesus Christ, our Savior. He wants to drag us down to hell to suffer with him. God, give me justice. Avenge us from our adversary. When you find yourself trapped in that dark alley, you're surrounded by enemies, rather than standing there hopeless, you can cry out to God, knowing that he will answer due to his love for you. And God appears. He appears as he's described in Isaiah chapter 40. "Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him." Jesus comes as a conquering hero, victorious in his battle over the devil, over death, and he comes with the spoils of war with him. His rewards are in his hand. And what are those spoils of war? It's you. When Jesus died and rose again victoriously on Easter, defeating death, he claimed you as his bounty. He claimed you as his reward. Therefore, when you are in that dark alley and surrounded by your enemies, take heart. Know that your sins are forgiven, that your warfare is over. Cry out to God in faith, knowing that he will hear you because you have no other option and because you know that God will answer. Amen.